Great art is as irrational as great music. It's mad with its own loveliness. So said George Jean Nathan. And when you stroll through the Rappahannock Art League's studio gallery in Kilmarnock, you'll be surrounded with the loveliness, the captured beauty, the uniqueness of the Northern Neck, along with the rich outpourings of artists and artisans' memories and dreams, in just about any medium you can imagine. When you think of the variety of activities found in a community, there may be none more powerful than those involved with art. Art can have the power to change one's life and one's community, and it comes in all shapes and sizes. I like to think of community art galleries as the museums of the future. The visual arts were given a major role on the Northern Neck just about 62 years ago through the efforts of a handful of artists led by three people, Joe Adams, Lois Jacobson, and Catherine Jones, founders of the Rappahannock Art League. Longtime member Virginia Adea told me that the goal was to improve their art skills and to enjoy the camaraderie of fellow artists, and, oh my, how they've succeeded. In the past 62 years, the Rappahannock Art League, which is a nonprofit, tax-exempt organization, has more than 400 members with a home of its very own in Kilmarnock. Membership isn't limited to artists and includes appreciators, lovers of the artworks of others. It's funded through member dues and classes and grants and shows. Its spectacular Labor Day juried show draws folks from far beyond the Northern Neck. The studio gallery is a showplace for the work of more than 60 artists and craftspeople. Artwork is juried before artists are allotted exhibit space. The studio gallery also serves as a venue for RAL meetings and classes and special events. The Jane Stopher Williams exhibit room in the gallery offers changing art shows designed to generate interest among the artists as well as the community at large. By the way, the late Jane Williams, her work has been recognized and purchased by art lovers all over the country. Today, November 16th, is the opening day of one of the gallery's most popular offerings, its holiday gift shop, and it'll be open through December 30th. The shop features works by many of the artists who exhibit at the gallery, all original, all unique, from handcrafted jewelry and paintings and photographs to pottery and exquisitely carved artifacts, all those things that bring to life Oscar Wilde's observation that art is the most intense mode of individualism that the world has known. This is Thea Marshall.